Dwelling On podcast, where we dwell on all things thriving and surviving in this homemaker life. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Amanda.
And today we are going to talk about mom guilt. There's a lot to unpack here, so this might be a long one. So mom guilt can come in so many forms. We all feel guilty for a lot of different things on a regular basis.
There are just so many things to feel guilty about, which is so frustrating at times because you can feel guilty about not having the house as spotless as you want it to be. Or I think what we'll touch on mostly is the debate between sending your kids to daycare or staying at home. I think that one is really, really difficult for a lot of moms to get over.
And on top of all that, you know, feeling guilty for staying home, but also feeling guilty for wanting to work or have a life outside of momming. We just feel guilty, guilty, guilty all the time. So Amanda really wanted to talk about this subject. And when she first brought it up, I was like, what exactly is mom guilt? So I think to start this off, so you kind of get a better understanding of what we are talking about, let's define mom guilt. So I kind of looked it up and kind of created my own definition here, but mom guilt is that ongoing feeling of not doing enough, not doing things right, and kind of always feeling like you're going to mess up your kids somehow. I really feel like we all feel this at times, and I don't really know why we feel this way.
Do you think that our moms felt this way, or can we contribute a lot of this to social media?
That's a good question. I feel like there's always been the idea forever and ever of keeping up with the Joneses. So before social media, people might have looked at moms in their neighborhood or in their community and churches and whatnot. So I feel like it's always been around, but now it's just so heightened with social media.
And always in your face.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You just can't turn it off. Unless you, of course, are putting away your cell phone all day, every day, which is not a terrible idea. I know that some people have that as their goal for this year, but it's not something that I'm really wanting to do at this time. It's social media is how I connect with people. So, you know, I always have my phone on me and you just really can't shut off seeing what other moms are doing all day long. So Amanda, do you think that you feel mom guilt every single day? Like, what do you often feel guilty about?
I think that probably feel it every single day, but unconsciously or subconsciously. Mm-hmm. I think that it just is always there. And I think that the use of social media doesn't help because you see, you know, everything on there from kids who are dressed to the nine every morning and aren't staying in their PJs all day long. And which, you know, come on. You do that every once in a while, right?
Absolutely.
And so I think that social media doesn't help. And then I just think that maybe I think too much about it, think too far in depth about it. But the fact that we are stay-at-home moms, I don't think about going to work every day. But I do think about that probably, I don't know, once a week, about how our family could use, you know, extra money or how nice it would be for myself to get out of the house or, you know, just all of those feelings. So I probably think about it every day, but not intentionally. How about you?
Same. It really, you know, comes up from time to time. It creeps up. I was just feeling it today when Jack was napping and I got some work done. Usually I try to get work done or cleaning the house the entire nap, but I was just like, I really just want to sit for a second. And I felt guilty about that. But literally, it was going to be like 10 minutes until he woke up and I wanted to sit for 10 minutes. Like, why did I feel that way? And why did I feel guilty? On top of that, with social media, we see all of these people and we almost feel guilty like we are being judged. But honestly, are people actually really judging us or are we just judging ourselves?
I think that we're mostly just judging ourselves.
Right? Like some people might think like, oh, we're here to judge moms that work or judge moms that do this, judge moms that feed their kids a certain way. And honestly, I really don't care. And like I do, whatever other moms do, like as long as they are treating their kids well and everybody is happy, then it doesn't bother me at all how you choose to do things. And I'm not judging you for it. So I don't know why we always think that other people are judging us.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a mindset that we need to work our way out of. And also the guiltiness too. We need to stop feeling so guilty about things that we're not necessarily doing wrong. There's nothing wrong with what we're doing. We're not, for instance, the other day I went to the post office to drop off a package and there was a child in the back seat who was probably two. He was still in a car seat. And the gentleman in the front was smoking a cigarette with like the windows. It was cold outside. So the windows were basically all the way up. We're not doing anything to harm our kids. So why do we feel guilty about it?
Yeah, we're not doing that. That's for sure. That's something that we will judge you for. So don't do that.
Yes, 100%. And I was so close to saying something to him, but I didn't. I just kept on walking. But yeah. I just felt so bad for the kid in the back. Yes. So like you said, that is definitely something we'll judge you for. But other than that, we're all doing the same thing. We're all making compromises.
Yes. And I think that compromise is really a huge part of this. So like compromise, I think we talked about in our first episode was, you know, sending your kids to daycare or, you know, you either send them daycare and they get cool social interaction or you get to keep them home, which has a lot of benefits, but also maybe they're not getting the same social interaction. You're getting to stay home with your kids or you're getting to work and getting your own social interaction and your own satisfaction from doing whatever job it is, especially if it's a job that you love to do. There's compromises either way. And we're not here to tell you what compromises are correct. So the compromises that we might choose might be different compromises than you'll choose. And that's kind of what it's all about. That's what life in general is about. We, you know, as much as we would like to have it all, we cannot have it all. We have to make these compromises and to feel good about them. I think that's something about taking pride in whatever you choose to do and being happy with it, whatever you choose to do is a huge part of this.
Yeah. So that's like going back to the first episode is having pride in whatever it is that you have chosen for your family and what's best for your family. It's a compromise no matter what. So have some pride in it.
Absolutely. And with that pride, getting rid of the guilt.
Yes, that's huge. There's no reason that anybody should feel guilty about what they're doing as long as it's what they're doing is what's best for their family. So stop feeling guilty.
Exactly. Exactly. And something, so I was listening to one episode of a Dave Ramsey, I think it was a YouTube video or something. I'm sure that most of you know who Dave Ramsey is. He's a financial guy. I kind of have a love-hate relationship with him. I think he does a lot of good work, and I followed along his baby steps for a really long time. Love the baby steps. You know, I don't follow it to a T, though, because I don't agree with 100% everything. He's also a very enthusiastic kind of guy. So he rubs some people the wrong way. But anyways, what he was talking about was that you don't actually need this balance in your life every single day. So we feel guilty for not being able to do all of these things every single day. But perhaps you can do everything that you want to do in a week or in a year. Every single day can't, you know, 100% be all about your kids and all about your husband and all about cleaning your house, all about cooking everything from scratch. We can't do it all and we can't feel guilty about life being somehow out of balance when once we pick what compromises we want, we pick what's most important to us, having those things balance out within a longer span of time is how we can balance out our lives to have everything be happy and just not feeling guilty for not being able to do everything that we want to do all in one day.
So we all feel guilty for different things on a regular basis. Do you think that you feel guilty on a regular basis, Brittany?
All right. So as we talked about before, I have some anxiety. So I feel like I don't know if I experience this guilt more than others or if it just races through my head more than others, but I feel like so many times a day, different things race through my head. Guilty for staying home. Guilty for being privileged enough to stay home. Guilty for not setting up a special activity for my son today. guilty for giving him a prepackaged snack instead of making something from scratch. Literally every single day I go through these feelings. Guilty for not giving him a sibling. You know, I see Amanda who is pregnant and going through all this, and I feel like I want to join in and get pregnant again. But then in my mind, I know that I don't know if I could mentally handle another baby right now. And then I feel guilty for that. And then, you know, the list goes on and on. I just literally feel this all the time. And I really wonder if dads ever feel this way. Do you think they do?
I also really wonder if dads feel this way or if they're just really good at hiding it. But I think that in the next few podcasts that we record, we should record with Josh or Vic and get their feelings on, you know, they're obviously going to listen to the podcast, and I want to see what they think of us feeling like this. Cause I know that one of my sisters listened and she said that basically we're way too hard on ourselves. She's also been in our stage of life before, and she's no longer in this stage. So she sees it from a different viewpoint. Do dads just have a different viewpoint on what we're going through? Or do you think that since in our lives, since Josh and Vic are the ones that are going to work, they feel like they're doing their duties and they're doing it the best that they can?
No. So I do think that Josh feels guilty sometimes for leaving me, especially on days when he leaves and it's when Jack is in not such a good mood. So I know right off the bat, he definitely feels guilty for that. But I don't know if it's men in general, and I don't want to generalize all men into the same category at all, or just specifically my husband. But I feel like his mind is a little bit clearer than mine, whereas I have probably 100 different things racing through my head at one time. He's much better at focusing on what's in front of him. So I don't know if he always has these racing thoughts like I have. But I do know that sometimes he totally feels bad for leaving me with the baby when we're having a tough time around here.
Yeah, maybe that's just a dad thing. Because, you know, they always talk about how moms have a million things going on in their head at one time. Do we just take that on? Or is that something that dads take on too? And then that leads to our feeling guilty. So do you think that dads are constantly thinking about when the diaper was changed last, what they're going to have for breakfast, what they're going to have for lunch, if they have a healthy snack on hand, if they had a fruit or vegetable for each meal? Like, do dads think about those things?
Not in my house. So some dads might, but not necessarily in my house. Well, I mean, Josh is an amazing dad, so no complaints here, but definitely doesn't always think about those things and always thinks about what's on hand. Like today, for instance, he does this kind of thing a lot where he might get started on something when it's maybe not the best time to get started on something. Like his new computer part came in the mail, which is very exciting because then I can, you know, we can use the new computer to its full capacity. But it was right before I had to feed the baby lunch, so that way they could go on their adventure so we could record this podcast. But because it came in the mail, he took apart our entire computer, took over the office, so I can't be in our office with all of the computer parts. And my headphones that I needed to record this podcast were in there. And had to figure out how to feed the baby lunch, get him all ready, pack his whole bag.
So you got everything ready and fed the baby and did all the things while he was doing whatever he decided he wanted to do, which is fine. But you were the one that was thinking about all of the things.
Yes, I'm better at planning and anticipating needs in advance. So while he was probably just going to grab the baby to go on this adventure, I thought in my head, he will probably be a much better baby if he is fed, changed, and has a full diaper bag full of snacks and things and diapers, you know, just in case while they are gone. Whereas dads, bless their hearts, might just grab the baby and go and not think to bring, you know, all those things.
Yeah. So today I left to go work on the house that we're flipping, and that meant Vic was home for lunchtime and nap time. And before I left, I told him all of the things that we had in the fridge that he could give Victor. But is that just something that we take on? Like, I know that Vic would have been able to look in the fridge and say, oh, we can give him blah, blah, blah. But I felt the need to tell him, like, why am I taking that on?
I think that we take on too much. That's a really interesting point. We do take on too much all the time. I mean, that's just women in history in general. Yeah. And so I think that, as you know, we're kind of just programmed that way through social norms throughout the years, unfortunately. But
that's even another whole other deeper, way deeper topic.
Yeah. We're not talking about that all today. But I think that taking some of this guilt off of us and not sharing it with our partner, because we don't need to add guilt to anybody else. We don't want to do that. But I guess putting trust in them, because if the baby was cranky while he was out, they're going to Publix, so he could have just bought a snack while we were there. He would have figured something out. You know, it's totally fine. He would just figure out in his own way. And I think that we often probably overstep a little bit more than we need to, just because we're used to running things. We're used to running the household, and sometimes we can't turn that switch off.
But on the flip side of that, if Josh would have come home and said, man, Jack got really cranky, so in the grocery store, I had to pick up a snack, would you have felt guilty for not packing a snack in the diaper bag?
Yes. Totally.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Crazy.
We just can't win.
No, it's a lose-lose. But not in a bad way.
No, and I mean, it is something that taking on this role in my household is something that I have chosen to do, and that we've kind of chosen as a partnership in my household. You know, we each have our roles in doing very different things, and this is the way that our household works, which it might be different in your household, and that's absolutely fine. Whatever compromises you make and whatever, you know, roles you decide to take in your family, the goal really is to take pride in.
I wonder if we're looking at this the right way, as in, are we labeling it guilt, and do other families or other parents label it in a different way? Or do you think that guilt is the right word for how we're feeling? Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, maybe guilt is too harsh of a word. And sometimes for me, is it really a guilt, or is it just anxieties that go
or
through?
Or overthinking?
Yeah. No, like absolutely overthinking it, and just those things that are spinning through my head all the time in general. Maybe we just need to chill out.
We just need to take a chill pill and not be so hard on ourselves.
That's true. But I think that that's true for so many moms. So I guess the point of this is that if you're feeling these things, then you're so not alone, because we both feel these things. And I think that if you don't know us, then you might not realize that we actually have very different personality types. I guess because we typically agree in the topics that we're talking about on this podcast, you might not realize that we have completely different personality types. As we've gotten older, we've gotten more similar, but we've been friends for 30 years and we have always been totally opposite ends of the spectrum on everything. Yet a lot of these mom things we share.
Yes, we share a lot. And I think that that's what we're coming on to this podcast to share, is like solidarity, that we're all going through this together. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a working mom, whatever it is, we're all compromising in some sort of way to do what's best for our families.
Yes. And then we want to take pride in whatever is best for our family, because honestly, you know, we need to exonerate ourselves and let go of the guilt. We need to accept these compromises that we've made and ultimately do what makes us happy, because what it boils down to is that if mama is happy, then the whole household is happy. If mama's happy, the baby's happy, daddy's happy, period. And that's all that really matters in the end. So I've been thinking a lot about social media a lot lately, especially Instagram. And I follow so many accounts. I think I was probably one of the earlier adopters of Instagram. So I've had it for a very, very long time. And I mean, because I've had it for so long, over the years, I've just accumulated so many people that I am following. Like, I'm following way too many people. And I know that they always talk about unfollowing things and unfollowing people that, you know, don't bring you happiness, and that maybe if there's people that I'm comparing myself to too much, or if there's people that are down all the time, you know, trying to unfollow them and just keep it a place of really happiness. What type of accounts do you follow that you think sometimes get to your head a little bit?
Sometimes the accounts that get to my head are the people who are remodeling homes, because I relate to that a lot, because we've remodeled our home and we have flipped a few houses. The difference is they're flipping $1 million homes and we're flipping $100,000 homes. And that's a huge difference. So I see, you know, these grand windows and what they're doing to that. And then not only do they flip it, but they decorate it too. And you just see all of these things and you think, why can't we be doing that? Like, why don't our houses look like that? They're not ever going to. And it's weird to think about and separate that, because there's no comparison. We shouldn't be comparing ourselves to anybody else, because there is no comparison to who you are. And there's nobody like you, and there's no better mama for your baby than you, right? So there's nothing to compare, but you just look at it and you think, that would be cool, or whatever it is. How about you? What do you feel like?
I feel like a long time ago, I have already got out of my life any fitness and workout counts that I was following. Back in the day when CrossFit was brand new and super cool, I was really into CrossFit. And at the time, I had followed so many people. And now I don't remember why I liked to work out like that at that time, because in my history of my life, I never really liked gym workouts or weightlifting. And now I really don't enjoy those things. So seeing all those people's bodies, because I'm not going to ever go to a gym, and I'm probably only going to do cardio and probably only work out at home or outside where I enjoy it, I'm never going to look like that. I'm never going to. And that's a compromise that I'm making, which is totally fine. But it makes me feel guilty. Like, oh man, I should really get back to doing those things, even though I don't enjoy them and it's not sustainable for me. I might do those for a short period of time in my life, but it's not something that I'm ever going to be able to incorporate into my life routine or habits, because I just don't love it. But
yes,
seeing those super fit people, and it's awesome. If you love doing those things and that's something that inspires you, then follow those. But if those are something that make you feel bad about yourself and has no point for you, because I don't need to know how to do all these things because I'm not going to do them. But obviously, if I was looking to figure out how to, you know, lift in a certain way or whatever, then it would be great. But just not me right now. That's not the season I'm in.
It's a really good point, because why do I follow these people who are flipping $1 million homes when I'm never going to be flipping a $1 million home? I don't know. So I should just unfollow it, because they're giving me inspiration for something that's never going to happen.
That's true. But I don't want to unfollow everybody. Like, I think that that is something, even though it's not going to happen or you won't be flipping them, a lot of the more expensive houses that I find that I follow, I guess, are like goals for my forever home, even though I'm never going to have a $1 million house. My spouse is in the United States military, super high paying government job. But I know that I would love to have metal black windows. That's what I want.
Sorry, girl. But by the time you buy a house, metal black windows are going to be out of style.
It's going to be so many years. That's true. I don't know, though. I feel like that's a really classic look that's like dates back to different periods in history. I don't know. We don't know. Who knows?
That's what's hard about designing a house right now, because things go out of style so fast.
I'll tell you one thing that's not in style, though, is my rental beige walls and my rental vinyl single pane windows that have been the seals broken, so the like the condensation is in them and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, that's not in style.
Not in style. I guess, let's see, another thing that makes me crazy, but I'm not going to unfollow anyway, is all of the different Montessori accounts that I follow. We don't even follow Montessori teaching strictly in my house at all. I actually am a little bit more leaning towards the Waldorf side of education and whatnot, but that's beside the point. I follow all of these accounts, and they do different activities for their kids every single day. We talked about this in another episode, and it makes me feel guilty every single day that I still, I don't think since the last episode, I still haven't created an activity for Jack. I said I was going to, but I totally have not. So those make me feel so guilty, but I love the inspiration that it gives me. So it's really a fine line between inspiration and guilt.
Yes. And it's a really, really fine line, because I feel the same way about the food accounts that I follow for feeding babies, because we did the baby-led weaning. So in the beginning, it was super helpful. And now I just look at them and I'm like, yeah, that's never going to happen. You know, they're using food cutters to make an underwater theme on the baby's plate. And it looks really cool. And I feel like I should use it as inspiration. And I just don't. So it's a very fine line, because I do feel like it helped me in the beginning. And now it's just not. And I'm just comparing myself and feel guilty for not doing under the water themes for Victor's dinners.
I totally feel that. But if I did that, Jack would probably just flip his plate upside down. He is, I think, starting to go through a phase where he does like to test, like not saying yes and no, because he doesn't really say either of those things. But he did eat everything under the sun, and now he's being a little more picky. One day we might like bananas, the next day we might not. He does say nanas, so sometimes he'll ask for one. And then the next day he doesn't like them at all. So those accounts, yeah, it's really hard. Ugh. Also, right now, I bought all the, because of Instagram, you know, I bought all of the cute toddler utensils and plates and everything. He has been screaming for adult forks. He will not eat unless it's with one of our regular metal forks. His plastic ones will not do anymore. And so bought all this cute stuff that I saw on Instagram. And here we go. We're just using the same stuff that mom and dad have.
Yeah, but just like everybody always says, you don't need all those toys. You just need a cardboard box.
It's so true. I do still think that everyone should get suction plates. But besides from plates, you really don't need spoons. I was so nervous to let him use a metal fork. The first day, he probably almost poked himself in the eye a couple times. But now it's probably been a week of him doing this, and he uses it perfectly fine. No problems whatsoever.
Yep. It's amazing what they learn from watching. And I think that that's something that we need to think about, because we don't want our kids to see us being too hard on ourselves, because we would never want them to be that hard on themselves. So I feel like that is...
The male person's here. We're just going to have to give this a second.
No problem. So I feel like that's something that we need to take into account for all of our lives. If that makes sense.
So what I think you're trying to say is that we don't want our kids to feel guilty for never being enough. So we don't want them to see us being so hard on ourselves, which totally makes sense. I don't want, like I've been saying all along, I don't want to give Jack these anxieties, and especially anxieties of never being enough, because I think he's perfect the way he is.
And I think that that's how we feel about other moms. They're perfect the way they are. Why don't we feel like that about ourselves?
It's so true. I mean, it would be so boring if we all mommed the same. Then we would have all these little cookie cutter kids too, which just makes for a really boring world.
Mm-hmm. So we really, really need to stop feeling guilty. But one of the things that I want to know is, from our listeners, what do other people feel guilty about? Do they feel guilty about the same things that you and I do? Or is it a different kind of guilt? I would love to hear from our listeners what that is.
Yes, I would too. I think that we're going to do a part two of this episode, whether it's next week or in the future. I think we're going to bring the dads on to discuss this topic, and we would love to have one of you on. So if any of you are interested in this topic and would like to join us, then definitely let us know. We need to get some more people in this conversation.
Definitely. We love to hear other people's points of views, not just our own.
Well, I mean, we do like to hear ourselves talk. Why else would we do a podcast? But
also, if there's a topic that you would like to hear us talk about, please let us know in the comments or message us, whatever it is. We would love to be able to talk about things that other people care about, not just ourselves.
Absolutely. That's the whole point of this for us, is to really have all of you join in our conversation. Because we are so far apart from each other, you know, these social media platforms, including podcasts, are how we are connecting. And we want to connect with moms from all over the world. We have different friend groups. And then we're hoping, you know, other people will end up listening along eventually as well. And we want to kind of come together in a wonderful community of homemakers. So thank you so much for listening to Dwelling on Podcast. We honestly can't even believe that we have over 100 listens. So very excited about that. Thank you so much for your support. It really means a lot to us in this new venture that we're doing. And like we said, we would love for you to join in the conversation. The way you can do that is to go to Dwelling on Podcast on Instagram and follow us there. Join in the comments there. We also have a Dwelling on Podcast community on Facebook that you can chime in anytime you'd like to as well. And don't forget to tune in for an episode each and every Tuesday.
Goodbye.
Until next time, thanks again for listening.